Thank you for tuning into This Weekend's Homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This Weekend's Homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, November 29th, 2020, the first Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Anthony.
When I was growing up, I was not allowed to have a dog. I really wanted a dog, but my brother had allergies and we weren't allowed to have a dog. But all of that changed one day when my mom took my younger brothers to see a Disney movie, Cats and Dogs, at the movie theater, when people used to go to the movie theaters. And the Humane Society very brilliantly took advantage of this marketing scheme to put beautiful cats and dogs with big brown eyes and big blue eyes outside the movie theater so that as people walked out, they'd go, "Oh, I want to buy one of those." And then my mom bought Angel, a white lab mix, very beautiful dog that came home. And who do you think that dog took a liking to? Me. And so Angel became my dog. Yellow lab mixed with some other things. She had a beautiful tongue. It looked like she ate a blueberry, so it was tied, so it was both blue and pink. Great dog, loyal dog. You could take Angel out for a run. I was a jogger. You could walk with her, and you never had to bring a leash. She always stood right by your side. She was probably abused, so she loved her master. One day we were sitting there in the kitchen, and all of a sudden these birds go up to the bird feeder, and they're sitting there going up there and making their nest. And Angel stops, points with her nose, her tail goes stiff. And I looked at her and I go, "I think Angel's a bird dog." So my brothers and I had the brilliant idea to turn her into a hunting dog. We got a pheasant's feather. We were going to train her to go pheasant hunting. So we chained her up to a tree, went into the woods, and we did a little pattern, probably about, 20 yards, kind of out of her sight behind some trees, hid the pheasant's feather underneath some leaves and some brush, and then let Angel go to find the pheasant's feather, followed the pattern just perfectly, came back, retrieved it, and gave it to us. She was a wonderful dog. You'd go outside and in our cul-de-sac there, where we lived in Toledo, there'd be rabbits and all sorts of things underneath there. An Angel would stop and her tail would start wagging. She'd say, "Stay, stay, stay. Go get him!" And let Angel go run underneath there and see what she could bring back. Mom wasn't always happy about that. Great dog. When I think of watching, when I think of waiting, I think of my dog, Angel. My mom would say at certain times of the day, "I knew when you were coming home from school because Angel would wait there at the back door." She had this instinct, this eagerness that was growing, an intuition inside of her. Advent is kind of like that. This eagerness, this anticipation of the already, but the not yet. It's kind of like a groom. I sit with a lot of grooms, or I stand with them on their wedding day when they're standing here and they're watching and they're waiting, letting all the bridal party come down, and you can see the anticipation growing in their eyes. Is she coming? Is she coming? I know she's in the building. Where is my bride? And then all of a sudden, she manifests herself. Advent is the last 4 weeks of a woman's pregnancy. The child is already here, but we haven't seen the face of that child. But we know that that child is already with us. Actually, Jesus isn't just coming at Christmas time. He's been with us liturgically since March 25th at the Annunciation, when Mary became pregnant. But he's been kind of in hiding right now. We're waiting to see his face. Life is full of images of Advent. Life is full of the joy that we're looking to see God. But we can't see him with our physical eyes. We have to see him with the eyes kind of like of a mother who's pregnant. My sister-in-law just gave birth back in June to my nephew, Andrew. And she says, "It was weird. Like, I kind of knew when he was upset. I kind of knew what he was hungry for. I was starting to see things of his personality without seeing his face and talking to him yet." And that's how God works in our lives, kind of like a mother. He wants us to see with those interior eyes. And the world says, "Well, I don't know if I want to go to church. I don't know if I want to follow this Catholic thing because I need to know." We say, no. It's not how God wants you to know him right now. He wants you to build up that anticipation, like Angel, the dog, getting ready to run into the cul-de-sac, or the groom standing there waiting for his bride to come down on a wedding day. That's the joy that the Christian is supposed to have in his or her life. We're meant to have joy. You know, we start thinking about four weeks are coming. Christmas is going to be here. And we remember Christmases of old. Remember all this time of preparation. Don't waste it. That's what the church says. Watch. The most important things in life are worth waiting for. As I sat home during the lockdown, I was watching a lot of things on TV. And there was this guy who said something that really struck me. He says, some of my funnest moments in life, my most enjoyable moments, were not enjoyable just then. But what made them enjoyable is I continued to talk about them with my friends. Like when we went camping and it rained for 10 days, he said. And we learned to do all this fun stuff. We laugh about it now, but in the moment it was miserable. It was miserable doing that. It's the journey that's sometimes fun getting there. Hey, we're going to Myrtle Beach, we're going to Florida, we're going up to Michigan, we're going here. The journey with the family is fun. That's joyful. Don't let the world steal your joy. Don't let the world destroy the things that you have been given as children of God. St. John tells us that there are three things that can steal our joy. And there are three things that have been around for a long time in sacred scripture. Actually, the three things that were part of the fall with Eve. They're the three things that Jesus was tempted about with the devil. And there are three things that St. John tells us in his first letter. They deal with the flesh, the eyes, and the mind. The flesh, the eyes, and the mind. Lusts of the flesh. We are tempted to do things that are just comfortable, not make risks. We kind of like it. We really don't want to make decisions. We rather just do things that are just comfortable. Be careful, St. John warns us, because that can rob you of your joy, because you're meant to live a great adventure. Things of the eyes, lusts of the eyes. We can begin to reduce all of reality just to things that we can touch and feel and see. It says there's more to life than what you touch, feel, and see. There's an interior eye that a mother has that she looks around with. And the last thing, the pride of life, putting ourself at the center. I got to take this picture. I got to put it on social media so people think that I'm having a good Thanksgiving. I got to do these things. I got to worry about my image all the time. And they're the three things that Eve and Adam dealt with in the garden. When they saw the fruit, it was pleasing to the eyes, it was good to taste, and they became like God in the center of the universe. And Jesus, too, he undoes them with the devil. Turn these stones into bread and eat them. Have something that's comfortable. Here, let me take you up here. You see all these kingdoms of the world? I want to give you these, all these things that you see with your eye. Bow down and worship before me so that people see this, and I'll give you all the world. Worship me. These things steal our joy. And if we rush to Christmas, if we let the consumerism of the world rush us, we too will lose our joy. Advent is a sign of life. Advent for 4 days is to remind us what life is all about. That we are meant to live as joy as children of God. There was a detail in the first reading, I don't know if you heard it, but it said, He is our Father. That's one of two times in the Old Testament that we hear the word Father. God is called Father. God is meant to be a Father. We are His children. How does a person become a mother? They have children. How does a person become a father? They have children. Where is God going to manifest that He is a Father to us? When His Son is born at Christmas, and we as baptized become His children too. That's who we are. That's the Christian message in the world, and that's worth celebrating, because our Father in heaven loves us, and we too can experience that. But don't allow the world to steal your joy this Christmas season.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.